Hello, everyone. This is Liz from Media Dev, and welcome to a new podcast interview. Today, I will be speaking to Elena, who works at our sister company, Ylog. Hello, Elena. How are you today?
Hi, everyone. Everything is okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me. It's a great pleasure, and enjoy.
Awesome. So again, Ylog is our sister company who is a bespoke application developer making lots of web and mobile applications. And today's topic is why media agencies need to outsource the development of new technologies. So I thought this is a particularly interesting topic because Elena is working on business development and has specifically been working with media agencies. Media Dev also works with media agencies to help support their marketing initiatives for their end user customers. So I thought this would be a great topic for us to understand how new technology can really help media agencies to be able to provide better services to their customers. So I'm just going to dive right into the first question. So Elena, could you tell me a little bit more about Ylog and your role within the company?
Yeah, sure. Thank you for your question. Well, Ylog is an international software development company that is on the global market for around 17 years. And we have solid experience in almost all traditional development, as, for example, web and mobile. But our added value is innovations, of course. We are strong and confident with augmented reality, virtual reality, blockchain, IoT, streaming, and others. And I am a business development manager, business innovation manager for Italian market. And I've started to develop business relations with Italian companies 2 years ago. Actually,
wow, has it already been 2 years? Wow, the time has gone by fast.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, actually, I'm proud of being the part of such a global company because our presence is really wide. And it's the United States, it's Madagascar, Philippines, France, and Italy. And as the cherry on the top, I have Russian origins.
Yeah, that's great. So what are the main technologies that media agencies tend to outsource, and why do they outsource that?
Well, of course, there is a wide range of different technologies or even mix of those that agencies may outsource. And I would like to highlight the web and mobile development. It's mostly PrestaShop, WordPress. I would add also augmented reality for mobile apps. And the second part of the question, why media agencies outsource such a technological part? As for me, media agencies, it's more about communications. So they have no right competence in technological part. That is why a media agency needs to outsource such kind of services.
Excellent. So if a media agency wants to initiate a project, let's say to make a mobile application, yep. What's the workflow for that? Like what's the start to end process in order for them to be able to handle that kind of project?
Okay. First of all, we need to understand what the agency have in mind as a communication part of the project. For example, it happens that not being so professional in the technologies, the agency thinks to use, for example, one technology, but after brainstorming with our development team, we realize altogether, of course, that it's better to apply another one. So the first step is the workshop with the Ylog development team and sharing our ideas. Of course, after that, we understand how we can help the media agency. After collecting all the data required from the client, we make an internal passage in order to prepare our best proposal. with all technical elements and features. Then we deliver our proposal, let's say all-inclusive. It's more about the technological part, not about price. So we deliver our proposal to the client in order to understand if we caught well all their needs and requirements. Then the client analyzes our proposal and accepts or corrects the features of those. For example, adds something new, some new feature, or gives some more additional information. Then our development team analyzes again the project. We confirm all the options chosen by the client. And of course, it's always better if the client already has the specifications of the project, so we can save much time and deliver the project faster. But if not, it's not a problem. We elaborate it all together and after that, we start the project. Of course, we respect always the deadline, and we always meet all the requirements and, of course, all the deadline of the project.
Excellent. That made me think while you were speaking of another question, just off the cuff. Do you have an example of a kind of web or mobile app that a media agency would like to develop, just to give an example to our audience of something that's kind of typical that media agencies are looking to create? Like, what would the purpose of the app or the technology be? Like, what would it do?
It could be, of course, for the promotional purposes. For example, one of the recent project is the development of mobile application for the client of the media agency that is the pet food company. So it was the application of augmented reality with the feature of augmented reality to attract the attention of potential customers in store.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So using augmented reality in order to boost visibility, perhaps, for that.
It attracts much attention of the customer or potential customer, and it's very interesting to use it. For example, if you go in store with your mobile, you try something, you see new technologies, how it works, and you get more information about the project. It's always very interesting, even if you were not going to buy something for your pet. it initiates you to do that.
Yes, I've seen something like that before, where it's like you take your mobile phone and you put it in front of a product, and then there's an animation that comes and gives an explanation. So
yeah, exactly.
That can definitely push you to want to buy that if you're, you know, learning more about the product in that kind of augmented reality way. So yeah, no, quite interesting. So how do you determine which are the right resources to allocate to a project to work on it? You know, so you've just talked about developing, you know, a kind of proposal where you explain exactly what you're going to do. And then how does Wylook determine which resources are going to actually execute that project, once it's signed off on by the client?
Well, since my role is more commercial one, and I am not so skilled to choose the right developer, I always ask for the support of our chief technology officer, who assigns the right resource to work on this project.
So that would be based on their skill set and the technology that's been used as the basis for the project. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's something like a bit complicated process. So I can't decide it by myself. And we always work hand by hand with the chief technology officer in that case.
Excellent. So what excites you most about the job that you do at Wylog?
Of course, it's innovative technologies. It excites me a lot, and my job gives me the great opportunity to learn more about it. I came in Wylog from the blockchain company, and finally, I understand how does it work and what exactly it is. So with the innovative technologies, we can do incredible things. We are building our future with those. So
absolutely.
I am proud of being the part of this process.
Yeah, I find actually that is the same for MediaDev. For me, you know, it's the technology that's just so interesting. That's really where the heart of my passion comes from, because the technology has the power to change people's lives and is changing people's lives every day. And I think it's so interesting to see, you know, even just in a span of 10 years, which is not that long of a time frame, really, if you think about it, you know, the technology has already changed such a great deal. Just in 10 years, we didn't talk about IoT 10 years ago. We didn't talk about blockchain 10 years ago. They were things that really were not, at the forefront of people's minds at that time. And now it's like we hear about it every single day. You know, people are posting things about Bitcoin, and I've got my Fitbit, which is the greatest IoT device that I own. So it's cool to see how, even at the consumer level, these new technologies really do impact the way we do business, the way we run our daily lives, and really improves them, vastly. So I definitely agree with your point about the new technologies. So what do you think, what technologies do you think will change the way media agencies work within the next 3 years? Like, do you see anything yourself that really would provide a lot of value to media agencies and the way that they do business and how they serve their end user customers?
The recent situation in the world brings us to important changes. And we change all the business processes. For example, yesterday technologies don't excite customers anymore. And we need to bring something new, innovations. And I believe that virtual experience is the future, not only for media agencies, but also for other companies in any sector. For example, we already do meetings online with innovative technologies like augmented reality. It looks like live.
Sure.
When everyone stays at home. So we already have introduced artificial intelligence, augmented reality, virtual reality, Internet of Things, and I believe those technologies will help us with our businesses and with our business, and not only processes in future. Also in life, we use much those technologies.
Absolutely. Excellent. And we have lots of other articles about technologies. Actually, I did a podcast a few weeks back with Tristan from Wylog about augmented reality. So yeah, definitely agree with you there. And the impacts, I think, sometimes are even hard to really imagine. But I can see that, with virtual reality especially as well, that, that we're going to start to see this more and more in our daily lives.
So. Yeah, exactly. We live with the cell phone in hand, so it's impossible to imagine our future without it.
It's so true, and it's such a powerful little device. It's really incredible that even exists, if you ask me. but I'm old, so there we go. So anyway, thank you, Elena, for today. It's been really interesting to speak to you. And for those of you listening, we have tons of other resources, including podcasts, videos, articles, guides, and templates on our resource library at mediadev.com. So don't hesitate to check those out. And we'll catch you soon for another episode. Thanks again, Elena.
Thank you, Lisa, for this opportunity to present my company and to talk to you today. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.